Yes, ma'am.
Gentlemen, you're not going to use my packets. May I have them back?
Ma'am, what happened was the case that you were here for has been tabled. What that means is the board will take these and review them, and it's part of their that no new testimony or record will be provided. So, decision will be rendered hopefully at the next meeting.
Okay, gentlemen, we'll go back and direct the business. The first case under advisement is case number 11,083. It's taken under advisement. And that's the one with the 5-foot variance on both sides. But now, I'm the only one 5-foot. Mr. Workman, you took that under advisement. Request now is only for one variance instead of the two.
And he's moving it away from her or toward her. That's the one, right?
Yeah. Wasn't that when he was going?
He's keeping it 5 feet from lot 17, but he's going to keep it 10 feet from lot 15 now. He doesn't need the five.
Don't need the five, so he's...
And lot was toward her, right?
It's on her side,
her
the
side.
Opposition, yes.
Yes. Close. It's 5 feet from lot 17, which was the opposition's property line.
Okay.
And that's what he had when he had the trailer. And now that they're redoing it, I guess, you know, he wanted to be able to go back to where it was then. So he can build his, take back up all the damage he had done and stuff. So I had no problem
with it. If we can talk in general about the two developments for a minute. I'm not sure what we're doing here. You know, there's been a precedent set for many years that we've approved variances in both of these developments, and now all of a sudden we've denied one as we feel that a builder can build in the setbacks, and so why would that not apply to everyone that comes before us?
Because there's two reasons why, John. There's good variances and there's good precedents and there's bad precedents. I think bad precedents has been set down here, and I believe that we should try to make them adhere to the county requirements, which they're not doing, which what I feel, this is me, I feel that they're taking advantage of the situation that has been approved through the years. Now, when the county in Cape Windsor changed the zoning from a mobile home park to an AR1 district, they gave them the 5-foot setbacks in the front, which gave them big relief, okay? Also gave them some relief on the 10-foot setbacks on the sides because they said, now you can go up 42 feet. Before they couldn't. What was it? Mobile home parks, 25 foot?
Mm-hmm.
25 foot height. So the county tried to work with them there, but then it just kept going. They were not utilizing the 42 feet. And this is my opinion, that, and also that they're taking advantage of the 5 foot and they're trying to get things put into a 40-foot lot that just don't fit.
So what is different from this? And I was here when the county changed those two developments.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you've been on the board with us, and I believe you probably made motions to approve variances.
I probably did.
These. So what's different now? All of a sudden, we just denied one tonight, and now we're looking at three others. What's changed here? I mean, you're saying that you think they should build in the foot within the setbacks because they're allowed to go up,
right? And also, I'm taking each case now on its own merit, not because we did it in the past, not because I gave this gentleman an approval and this gentleman I didn't. I'm taking each case into consideration where I say, okay, this is unique to me because it's brand new. That's a different person, a different lot, a different location. What should have been done all the time? Because all the time I keep hearing that, well, we did this before. I hear testimony saying, we got 15, 20 variances in here through the years. Well, we're supposed to be taking each case into its own merit, you know, approving each case or disapproving it on its own merit, and not saying, well, gee, Johnny up the street, he was allowed to do this. You know, he could go to this person's house, but you're not letting me, Dad. Well, that's the way it's starting to set up. In other words, they're everybody saying that, oh, geez, they did that years ago, or they did that. Instead of us, I feel that my job is to take each lot individually and make a decision based on the testimony and based on what they're trying to do. And not saying what we've done in the past.
But there have been cases presented before in the recent past.
Right.
That it was brand new homes.
Right.
They wanted a variance. I guess I'm just not understanding why.
Well, let's take the shed issue, okay? That in particular, okay, since that's been on the table.
Are you talking in general terms, Mr. Rickard, as opposed to the application that's before the board tonight and that we've had other testimony
general
on?
General terms.
So a shed issue?
We should focus on this case. So.
Okay, a shed. Now, in the past, we have approved cases, you know, with a 5 foot, if it's under 600 square feet, you know, you could make it under that, these are 5 feet, okay? But now we approached something that was different, okay? They want to attach the shed. Now, they've tried to do that in the past, and I don't know what that has been, but, of course, I'm looking at, since I've been on the board, they're attaching the shed, whereas I can remember where you detach the shed, you can be 5 feet from the line and be in compliance as long as it's under 600 square feet. So why are they coming now on each case? They're coming in now that a presented case tonight was that it's a fire hazard. Now you could convince me of that, or, you know, based on something like that this it could be done. So maybe I would be in favor of something like that. But that's an individual case. Each time I'm looking at it, it's going to be an individual case. It's not going to be any precedence that's been set by myself or in that park or in that subdivision.
Okay, let's move to the future then in talking about their setback requirements, 10 feet each side. And you feel that any new structure should be built within that 10-foot setback, unless they can show that they meet the standards for granting a variance.
Right.
So the first one that comes to mind is it hasn't been created by the applicant. If the applicant says, you know, he can't build in that footprint, but yet another one says they can, what's the difference?
If one applicant says what, John?
If one applicant says, I can't build in that footprint, but yet another one says I can, what is the difference?
That would be what I would determine whether they could or not. Can they meet that standard? In other words, they can, hey, you can't meet the standards. If you can meet the standards for a variance, fine. Or give me a reason why you can't meet the standard.
Well, what about the sheer width? So you're talking about a 20-foot building, okay? You're talking about a 20-foot building if you meet the setbacks, correct?
Right.
So can you even buy a manufactured home that's 20 feet now. I guess you can buy a single wide.
Oh, sure.
Of course, but most double wides are 28, aren't they?
24 to 20.
Yeah, that's
bigger.
A normal double wide.
So I guess that's one reason, you know, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a 40-foot lot, if you know, and most of those.
You notice what I've done. What my approach to it is trying to move the other variances around where we're making the county, in other words, we're satisfying the county's ordinance by moving air conditionings or sheds or things. I agree that there is, and I've said I've approved the structure itself, right? And you've seen me do that or suggest that. Now, I can understand that, but there's a lot of places down there that are putting on sheds, putting on porches, putting air conditionings in there that they could put them in other places.
That didn't sound very nice.
I know. Oh,
sorry, man. Bud.
You want to take a break? Need a break?
Your ship's in.
That they haven't, that they could, in other words, do something else. You understand what I'm saying? They could go back to the drawing board. In particular cases I've known for years personally, okay, where people have had to make an adjustment because the setback or the, you know, there was a requirement there that they had to have. And it made an adjustment, and it was fine. They could just do it. Now, if you take certain cases that I've asked, also the fact that, can you move this here? Well, yeah, but I don't want to. I hear that. Now, that's not the reason I think we're here, is because you don't want to. It's to give the applicant relief when they meet the standards. But when they just want something, and I'm not. So that's my reasons. Wow. I guess that's my time to.
Yep, your time's up. That was it. Yep. Okay.
So that's my reasoning behind it, John. I don't know.
Okay.
So, okay. John, you think, I mean, we turn the other case down. They had, what, 5 or 6 variances they wanted?
Mm-hmm.
This one's got this on both sides. I mean, do you look at that at all? I mean, if somebody come in with, like, 7 variances, but to see what they've got, don't you think they ought to, I mean, they ought to tighten up somewhere, or are you not?
Well, you know, this one, this particular case.
Which one's that, John?
1183, the one that we were.
The one we're on right now.
They're asking for a 5-foot variance,
just
the
one,
full
yeah.
length of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But if that building was cut up more, then they'd be asking for different variances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm opposed to this variance, and I'm not saying that I don't think the applicant meets the standards. It just, I guess I was questioning the one that that was turned down tonight. And what would be, you know, so different about it? Because I thought they made a pretty good case for granting the variance. You know,
well,
I mean, when you, I guess when when you don't have anything on the property, why can't you meet the setback?
That's
got
true.
42 feet to go up.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that means what you're saying, if I took that approach, which you're saying now, if we took that approach, that means that no variance would be
granted in there.
And that's not true. I mean, it's not realistic for some of, to me, that's my opinion. It's not
okay.
realistic to some of these areas that they're trying to put in a 40-foot lot. It's not their fault, I agree, that this is not wide enough, but when they start to try to hang on some decks and some goodies that are on there that really don't have anything to do with the function of living in it every day of the house. gingerbread, then and something like air conditioning. I mean, that's your business, and they can be moved real easy, right?
Not necessarily. They can't. They can't go under under buildings. We heard an applicant tonight saying that it would affect the way, you know, the parking, if he had to move it to one side or one end or the other.
Well, they're parking. Now, the last testimony was they try and park on the sides down there.
I don't know.
And that's what I was thinking. They were saying that, well, we try and keep everything on the sides down there.
Okay.
So one thing to think about, and okay, this is just me now, and maybe, you know, Paul, but so what was the motivation of the council to change this to AR1 versus a mobile home park? Was it or was it not to build more expensive homes?
I believe it was made by Mr. Lank. Is that correct? The commission made the change due to the fact that
so many variances were being granted.
So many variances being granted down there.
With mobiles. So.
But now they're going away from mobiles to homes.
And they allow them to go higher.
Allow them to go higher. That was going to solve. I can't think of the man's name, but anyway, I remember him speaking to me one day. I went down into a meeting with Mr. Lank, and they felt that the 42 feet was going to solve a lot of these problems. In other words, instead of what we're doing now, they were saying going up, it gives them a chance to go to the second floor and make it. And they were thinking more of stick-built houses, I believe, in those days.
Yeah, because you can't stack mobile homes on top of each other.
Yeah, no. I would still argue the fact that not many people are going to want to build a 20-foot-wide home, 42 feet high.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. But again, what I said was, remember, if you see what I was doing, I try and get the gingerbread out of there, and the house, I can understand that. Convince me that house is set in a reasonable spot, then I would consider a variance on that. That's the reason I've been trying to split up the variance and denying some of the gingerbread and the other portions. Like on the one that he was saying that there's so many variances on, there was a lot of gingerbread on that, a lot of decks, a lot of steps and things like that weren't needed. Now, in your mobile home parks, you find steps going up there without, they don't have a roof over top of them. They just go up, you know, into the house. The steps go up into the house. There's a railing there, and they go up into the house, and that's it.
And then
now they want to cover them. So do we want to take that in consideration or not?
Do we want to dictate how these look?
No. Oh. Only what is called in the ordinance.
Yeah, this board's only job is to interpret what the ordinance is.
I know that.
So.
Okay, gentlemen.
Okay.
Let's get back then to the case. Now, on the variance from the side yard setback, case number 11,000.